Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Mike M's Weekly Reads. I haven't done one of these in a while. I don't know why. I've been tired from work. I feel old. I don't know what's going on. But I've been working a lot, and I've been tired, and I just haven't had the energy. And then I get on Twitter, and I see all the stuff that's happening on with the racial tension. And it gives me anxiety that we are never progressing here. Like, I just don't get it. You know, we should improve with time, not get worse. And it just seems like we're in a cycle of hell. It's like rinse and repeat. You know, we don't learn from our mistakes for anything. It just keep on going. It's amazing going back and seeing social justices, and you can do it through comics. You can go back and read stuff. In the 80s, I was reading Sonic Disruptors, and I was like, holy moly. I was like, nothing has changed. Tensions and bigotry, and it was there when social dis, you know, that comic came out, social Sonic Disruptors. I was going to say Social Distortion, which is a band I like by Mike Ness as the lead singer. I love them. I actually saw them live. But it's a sad state, and you can go to almost every decade and you'll see similar stuff. And I just read Far Sector, and me and Kyle covered it. We read 1 through 5. I'm kind of really glad that I read that book. But it came out prior to all this racial tension. And it's really about racial tension. And it even it goes into cops abusing their authority. And it's interesting perspective because Green Lantern, she's a space cop, and she was a cop even before. She had witnessed her partner beating up a black man and just stood there in shock. Instead of taking action, she took action, and then the department put her on leave, and that's sort of when the Guardian came and gave her this job. It has so much things in it. Like, there were two groups protesting in Far Sector, and the protests were getting violent, and one of the guys sent a Green Lantern, why don't you go take care of it? And she tried. You know, the tensions between the two groups were very high. And it got scary. And the leadership sent down police to gun down the sides. And what she learns later on is that this happened in that world. They haven't had an act of violence in a long time on this planet in Far Sector. And then the Green Lantern goes over there because there's a murder for the first time in a long time. And then all this tension starts up. It has to do with, like, carnivores versus vegetarians, like this race that... There's so many topics to be discussed. It's pretty amazing, amazing read, and I'd highly recommend that you read it consecutively instead of here's an issue. You'll get so many much more threads, and it's just sad. I was raised to. I'm not a perfect human being, you know. I can't really say that I'm not a racist. I don't think I am. I was raised to think that everybody was created equal. I've had black, brown, every skin color friends. Some of my best friends in the entire world are black. And it goes back to a story, though. Like, because I was raised in New Mexico, I always felt like it was like a melting pot of cultures. Since high school, there was different cultures, and being on the basketball team, there were different cultures, and we grew up together and didn't think of each other as different races or anything. It was like, here's my brother, we're gonna go into battle and try to win this basketball game. And I was naive because later on in college, my lab partner is black, and she was not just my lab partner, she was my best friend in college. We studied together from freshman year all the way till we graduated. We even spent graduation night at a bar listening to Dead Leonard, which the bassist had graduated with us, and he was playing at that bar. And we had been through a lot, but during that time, she was telling me, she'd tell me how bad things were, and I was like, they can't, they're not that bad, And she goes, "Come on, Mike." She grabbed me by my shirt, and she said, "You just don't pay attention. You just don't see these things, Well, come with me into this store, okay? And what you're gonna see is you're gonna see that person follow me around the entire store. They're not gonna follow you. They're gonna follow me." And I said, "Bullshit." I was like, "You're exaggerating." And she took me in, and we went our different ways. And sure enough, she was right. She was being followed around the entire store because she was black. And since that day, I was like, I'll never pretend to think I know what it's like. And it took me a long time to realize that, 'cause just the way I grew up, there. But I was like, I'll never understand what it's like to be black. I'll never understand what it's like to be when you're pulled over and you're in fear. It's just not fair. And the sad thing is the way this world works. We had COVID, and then COVID gets washed under, and then we have these racial tensions with the police, and we're there, and then it's the hot topic, and people are focusing on it. Let's get better. And then some other thing comes up, and it washes that under, and they never even fix the other problem to begin with. So, yeah, I just don't get it. Every time I come home, I go on Twitter, and it's affecting my brother Daryl a lot. Like, he's a different person. I could tell, especially his online presence. He's very disturbed about what's happening, and there's really nothing I can do, because I'm not black. I'm brown, but I've never experienced what he has, and all I can offer him is my love, and I can vote, and my phone is always open if he needs to talk, but there's nothing that I can really do to say, "Hey, brother, it's gonna get better." Because we've been through this with the Rodney King and the Kaepernick protests during the NFL. I mean, that was for police brutality on blacks. And a lot of people are dying because of this. Yesterday, I saw a disturbing video in Buffalo where two of my brothers are located, and it wasn't even a black, it was a man walking near the, I think it was like a building, and there were like policemen watched, marching. And one of the police officers pushed this man, and he fell backward and hit his head. And blood was fucking gushing from his head, and not one cop stopped to help him. There was some National Guardsmen or something that eventually came to help him. I don't even know if he's alive or dead right now. I don't know what came of this. But I don't know. It's just a sad state of affairs, and it gets me down. But I try to stay positive and think things will be better, but coincidentally, I'll go read things like Sonic Disruptors and and Far Sector. That was, I had no idea what that was going to be. And it just opens your eyes. And again, even though my eyes are open and I see it, I just don't see improvement. I just don't see. And with our current president, he just magnifies the problem. He, in my opinion, is a racist. And he's also someone that likes to cause problems instead of solve problems. But what we need is a problem solver. Somebody that will look at each issue and say, "Well, what can we do?" And it might not be an easy solution. It might be a solution that takes years. But God damn it, they should make some sort of progress by trying something. And yeah, I don't know. But I do want to thank a couple of people on this podcast because I received some comics in the mail. And I did want to go over some of my recent purchases. On top of that. One of them has to do with the recent purchase that came about. So Chris Pfeiffer, who sent me Cat and Mouse, it's ironic how this purchase has to do with Chris indirectly. So that latest MyComicShop.com purchase, I purchased almost the rest of Cat and Mouse and Demon's Tales. The demon actually spawned out of the pages of Cat and Mouse. And I ordered those so I could have the full run, except they didn't have everything that I wanted in stock. You know what I'm gonna do? Is I'm gonna go get a Cheerwine. It's one of my favorite drinks. It's Friday, and I do love a Cheerwine. So I went to Ace Hardware Store, and they had seven Cheerwine, and I bought every single one they had because they haven't had them in a long time. And the woman at Ace Hardware said, "What is with that drink?" She said, "Everybody comes in and annihilates that every time we get them in stock." And I really like Cheerwine off the fountain, like if you go to like North Carolina. But right now I got some crushed ice from the refrigerator, which you just heard, and I'm gonna pour some Cheerwine on that crushed ice. Maybe you could hear some of that fizzing. Oh God, it's such a great drink. But anyway, Chris saw my latest video. And what I did on Twitter was a lot of fun. On one night before I actually made my comicshop.com, I asked out to the community, I said, hit me up with some indie, non-mainstream type comic books that I should have. Several people applied, and one of them was my buddy Kirk from the DC Everything Else podcast. He always has obscure stuff to recommend, and he recommended Fish Police. I was aware of Fish Police because when this Fish Police was coming out and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Radioactive Black Belt Hamsters and all that crazy shit, I didn't want anything to do with that. I was like, what are these talking turtles and fish? And like, I just didn't get into it. It took much longer for me to get in Ninja Turtles. As a matter of fact, I loved watching the Ninja Turtles movies as a kid. I wasn't a kid. When did Ninja Turtles come out? I was more of a teenager. Sorry about that. But yeah, I never thought to go back and read comics. It wasn't until IDW's run, just like along with G.I. Joe, that I started enjoying Ninja Turtles. And Kirk mentioned a couple of books that were real strange. Fish Police, I was aware of. I don't know if I was going to like it, but I said, you know what? I'll try issue 1 and 2. And then I guess Chris saw it, and he sent me, I don't know, it was like a handful of them, plus a Blood of Dracula that I was missing. Blood of Dracula is from Apple Comics, and I'm really digging that series. It's black and white, and it's got 3 stories in it. It's an anthology of 3 stories, and they have great cover artists, and it had a really big cover cult following. I really enjoyed looking at the letters columns and seeing that the letters were really well written, and a lot of fans of Dracula just really digging this book. But Chris Pfeiffer, thank you. I really appreciate it. And on my weekend to-do list, I think I'm going to at least try a few issues of Fish Police. I might not get to the ones that you sent me, but I'll start where it all began. And then mycomicshop.com. It's nice because you could search their stuff too, like all your orders if you go to view account. And click on your shipment. What I like about it is everything's in order. So some of the books that I picked up after Earth. It was a Dynamite book, and I'm pretty much all in a Dynamite, but I never read After Earth. So, and it was a dollar book, so I added it. Sometimes I'll browse the dollar section that they have and pick. What I don't like about the dollar section is it's just a random number of books alphabetically, and they might have issue 3 but not issue 5, and it's not like a lot of issues. It's just the ones I think that they have overstock of. And then I bought All Out War 1 through 6, the full run, which is the Viking Commando. There were some, I already read number 1. There's some GI Combat, a Haunted Tank in there. There was some Sarge and Gunner. Really good story there. That was my favorite. There was a story about the Sarge and Gunner one was awesome because there was a film crew in Vietnam. No, was it World War II? World War II. Sorry. Yeah, I had read a Vietnam book recently, Cat Shit 1. So I got a little confused. But it was World War II, and there was a media group there that wanted to have a spotlight on a soldier. And their boss asked Sergeant Gunner, well, can you take take this woman and her cameraman with you, and don't do anything too dangerous, but do some scouting missions. And they had Pooch, the dog. And the first thing they run into is Pooch points out that there's a sniper, and that they must be in Japan because there were Japanese soldiers. And the Pooch points out a tree, and I think it was Gunner shoots the sniper out, and the media crew is like, "Wow, you saved us, you know?" And they said, "Oh, we didn't save you. That was Pooch. If it wasn't for Pooch, we wouldn't be here right now." And later on, there's a tank, and Pooch jumps on the tank, and there's the guy is out of the turret, and Pooch grabs his arm like he's gonna throw a grenade at our team, and Pooch stops it, and they allows them to destroy the tank, you know, throw some grenades in the turret, and stop that Japanese soldier. They're saved again by Pooch. And then later on, the camera crew and the reporter are captured, and Pooch ends up saving the day. So that, you know, Sergeant Gunner are like, "I wonder who," and you know, I'm a dog lover. I just am. So talk about unconditional love. Dogs are amazing, I'll tell you. I don't know how people don't have them. But anyway, they were wondering, I wonder who the article's going to be on, and it turns out to be Pooch. And Tsugi Airmen that had to do with the Honda tank, which was freaking awesome, because the Honda tank rescued that African American pilot because he was getting attacked by two Nazi fighter pilots, and they blew one of them out of the sky and allowed the pilot to go back and circle around and take out the other pilot, but his airplane was damaged, so he had to fly it back. And then later on, he's like, "Wow, that tank saved me. I'm gonna pay it forward." And later on, there was like five tanks around the Honda tank, and they were in trouble. Panzers too. And Panzers are a bitch, man, because they're armored very heavily in the front, and they had the Honda tank surrounded. And this air pilot came and took out some tanks and saved them, and he's like, "Yeah, you got my back, I got your back." It was cool. And it was cool because it was black and white. And the interesting thing is the Honda tank flies with the Confederate flag, but this pilot saw past that. Like, and he even said, the tank driver is like, it's too complicated to explain, you know. We have the ghost of a Civil War a general on a, you know, haunting this tank, but he didn't really explain it to the pilot. But it was a good story. And then Viking Commando, the origin story about a barbarian that was fighting the Huns, and he died fighting the Huns. And the interesting thing is the Viking mythology is that a Valkyrie will come and take you, a warrior's, you know, to a peaceful place after you perish fighting in war. Well, the Valkyrie was taking him, but he wasn't dead yet, and that kind of like broke the rule. So later, because the Viking wasn't dead, he later became part of it. He showed up when the Americans were fighting the Nazis, in one of this huge mountain towers, and they sent the Viking Commando after him. So it was an interesting thing. I really dug that story. And there's a story about a football player that got drafted, and his sarge would always give him shit. Like, and later on, it turns out they were captured by the Japanese and put in a camp, but they were going to play games with them. Not Russian roulette, but they're going to play a game with them. They were like, if they told the younger soldier, the football player, it says, if you could get through these obstacles, and there was a lot of obstacles, there was human-made obstacles, there were human soldiers you had to get by, you had to fight past them, and he had his competitive nature about him. So, because he played football, and he says, if you get through the obstacle course, we'll set your sergeant free. So the guy was like, I could do this. And he did it. And as soon as he got through the obstacle course and freed his sergeant, the Japanese soldier, he grabbed a gun and shot the football player. And the sergeant was like, what the fuck? Like you said, he goes, no, I said you'd go free. And he says, I actually did him a favor, 'cause where you're going, he wouldn't want to be. Really interesting story. It was a fantastic dollar comic, all out war. I bought some American Dream. This is helping me finish up an MC2, M2 universe. It's like the DeFalco universe. I got American Woman from Antarctic Press. I don't even know what that is, but I thought they were in the dollar bin. I don't even know where I got those from. I don't know if somebody recommended them or what. I'm not sure. And then I had read a couple of Evangelines a couple weeks ago. And I was like, I don't have this whole run, and I'm really enjoying it. So I'm gonna pick up the rest of it. And I think I'm missing still three issues from the Evangeline second series. Baker Street came up by somebody on Twitter twice. Comics from the Golden Age recommended it, but there was some person before that recommended Baker Street. And I looked at it and I was like, wow, that's sort of right up my alley. It looks interesting. Batman Confidential, I completed my run. I still need 43. There's only one issue I'm lacking on Batman Confidential. That one I was reading and realized I never finished it. That's when I got reasonable. One year I remember I was bagging and boarding comics. And I was like, God damn, I got a lot of comics and I haven't even read them. And I was like, maybe I should cancel a few, especially the titles that I was accumulating a lot of, and Batman Confidential was one of them. But now I want them all. So, I got one more to go. Blood of Dracula, we already talked about that. I got one, two, and three. The Case Files of Sam and Twitch, I got quite a bit of them to go, but I picked up three issues of it. Cat and Mouse, we talked about. Chilling Adventures of Sorcery, Joe Crawford mentioned to me this title. It was during our DC Everything Else podcast, and I was like, that sounds awesome. I think I'm going to add a couple. They didn't have everything, so I just added two. And I've been in this mode where I like to get fine. I'll settle for VG, but I like to get fine. And I got those. And then Covenant completed my run of the Rob Liefeld series from Image. Creech, I completed that run with issue number two. Demon's Tales, we talked about, that was the spin-off from Cat and Mouse. Devlin was a spin-off series from Evangeline. It was only a one-shot. The Draft, Rob Krieger mentioned to me about the new universe, and it's something that I want to finish. Ecto Kid. It's a Marvel comic. I'm actually getting a phone call, so I'm going to pause it. So I'll be right back. 2020 has really been a shit storm. And I got a call. This is today's Saturday. Yesterday when I was talking, it was Friday. And that phone call wasn't good news. It was my mom had been admitted to the hospital. She's got a blockage in her small intestines, which is causing her to be really, really sick. And the bad part is my mom isn't real independent. Like she relies on my dad for everything. Even when my dad was in the hospital, I was very concerned for my mom because she relies on him for everything. And the fact that he can't be there with her is just killing me. And I feel helpless because I can't go down there. Because I can't go to the hospital and be with her. If I could go to the hospital and be with her, I would be there. I would be there. But they're going to make a decision to do surgery or not do surgery. And she hasn't been able to eat because they don't want you to drink or eat if you have surgery. And they're making a decision, I guess, this afternoon. And you say, well, why the fuck would you record this? Well, this is my fucking diary is what it is. And yeah, I talked about stuff that was happening. And this year with my cousin's death and COVID and all this racial tension. And now my mom being in the hospital, and it just weighs heavily. And sometimes the best cure is just to talk to somebody. And I'm not gonna finish this episode, and I don't know when I'll be back with another Mike M's. I probably will do a geek brunch just because I need to talk and try to think about when you can't control a situation, sometimes it's better just to keep moving or keep your mind occupied as much as you can. And that's what I'm going to try to do. Try to stay positive. Yeah, so, I'm sorry to dump this on you, but, this has been an episode of Mike Kemp's Weekly Reads, and, you can contact me at Mike Myers Brunch on Twitter, or Mike at comicbooknoise.com, and, hopefully I'll be back soon. Hopefully this thing will just pass. This blockage will just pass. And they won't have to do surgery. If they have to do surgery, I don't know what the duration is or how the time is to heal. But I'm sure we'll find that out today. So, well, that's it. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.